Hello and welcome to the Healing Mental Illness Podcast. I'm Joshua, and today I'd like to talk about the power of gratitude. And this is a word that you often hear around, you know, people talk about the attitude of gratitude and the importance of having gratitude. And, you know, we think we get it intellectually, but it's really much deeper when you start to experience it. And that's what's been happening for me lately. I think, you know, in the past, subconsciously, I thought, well, when I get blessings, I'll be grateful. Or, you know, I'll be grateful for my blessings. But now I'm really starting to understand that, you know, we express gratitude for you know, all the things in our life. And then the blessings come. It's really the other way around. I've just been doing this recently. Anytime like a challenge comes up in my life, you know, I catch myself starting to go into complaining or feeling bad or why me. And then I shift it into, oh, well, thank you for something. So just to give you an example, you know, a little while back, literally back to back, my car and then my wife's car both needed repair. And then right after that, I had two leaks, plumbing leaks in my home, like a week apart. And, you know, I started to kind of throw my little adult tantrum, which is always kind of funny. You know, with the car thing, you know, I said, oh, well, thank you. You know, thank you that I have these vehicles, you know, to get me to work. And with the house thing, well, thank you so much. I have this home. And, you know, if it really kind of got on my nerves, you know, thank you for this opportunity to grow. You know, that's kind of like a go-to one because it kind of works for anything. But it really does shift things. And I was actually kind of shocked by this because, you know, we don't really get things until we experience it. We think we do intellectually, but when you experience it, it's just much deeper. It's like this deeper inner understanding. And it really does shift things. So I've really just been trying to practice that as often as I can remember. You know, sometimes I get carried away in the drama and I forget. But whenever I catch myself, I just try to go into gratitude, and it really does make a difference. And, you know, naturally, I try to relate that back to my illness and say, well, you know, could I have really done this during my illness? You know, could I have done this? You know, probably the worst of it was when I was in that group home for that month and just kind of just so hopeless. And I think, could I have practiced gratitude? And, you know, it's easier said than done. You know, when I was sick, I just had this urgency to get out of my situation. It was so unbearable to me. It was almost like a panic. Like I had to get out of my situation, and it was hard. And you know, if I tried to practice gratitude, and you know, I could have said, well, you know, in the group home, well, thank you know, I have a bed to sleep in. You know, I have a warm bed to sleep in. Not everyone in the world has that. So you know, thank you. You know, I have food to eat, even though it wasn't the type of food I wanted. If you read my book, you know, I'm you know, into organic health food, and you know, the food at the group home was not that. But you know, thank you that I'm not hungry going hungry. You know, and I don't know. I wonder if it would have shifted things for me a little bit. You know, I think that it would have, not only in that situation, because that was really kind of the worst of it, but or you know, or certain episodes in the hospital, kind of the worst of it. But I think throughout, you know, not really in the acute moments, but just throughout the journey, you know, if I tried to practice gratitude, and it really is powerful. You know, it really, really is. It not only shifts how we feel about it, the situation, but I believe it also shifts the situation, because our perspective on things affects how we approach things and the choices we make, and it affects everything. So, you know, it's just, you know, I try to reflect back and you know, learn from my life experiences, and so, you know, and I want to share it because I want to help, you know, save people from some of the suffering I went through. But it just, gratitude is something I'm really starting to understand and appreciate, and it's just a great tool in the toolkit, and I really suggest giving it a try. See how it works in your life. And you know, I like I said, I understand the challenges of an illness, and it's really, you know, it's much harder than, you know, for me recently with my broken down cars and my leaking plumbing. It's, you know, those are stressors and challenges, and we all have that. But with the illness, it's just so much harder. You know, just you have to have kind of like the spirit of a warrior, just a courageous heart. And it's also uncomfortable, I've noticed, with, you know, my ego is it's uncomfortable wanting to be grateful for something in a difficult situation. But I've been blessed to learn to move through that, and you know, I have no problem letting my ego feel discomfort anymore, which is one of the blessings for my illness, because it just totally, like, I experienced like ego death. Like, it just totally broke down my ego to nothing. So I actually welcome, not that I'm asking for it, but when I have opportunities, challenging opportunities, I'm completely okay letting my ego feel the discomfort. So I have no problem with that. And you know, and we do, there is that resistance, and then we say thank you anyway. And then things shift. And you know, just it's just a new perspective. And I wish you the best. I really wish you well. And just know that it is possible to move forward. It really is. And you know, there's periods of time where we might feel like we're struggling, or there's a few steps backwards, but over time we're persistent. We use the tools in our toolkit. We use the resources that we have, and there is progress made, and it's such a wonderful thing when you get to the other side of it, and you can look back and reflect, and you can say, like, wow, I'm such a stronger person for it. I'm such a more, you know, better person, a more compassionate person. You know, I learned these lessons, and you know, it really is a blessing. And I believe that everything in life is a blessing, or a blessing in disguise. And it's our job to, you know, to get through it, and to learn from it, and to grow from it. And God bless you. You're an amazing, wonderful human being, and I wish you the best. Goodbye.